Hello, we are reading from the writings of Rabash, the article, What It Means That Law and Ordinance is the Name of the Creator in the Work. The article can be found on KabbalahMedia.info. Likewise, you can ask questions live on our websites. Writings of Rabash, What It Means That Law and Ordinance is the Name of the Creator in the Work. The Zohar says, Malchut is called law. The decrees of the Torah are included in her. My ordinances shall you keep. An ordinance which is Zer'anpin, to which that statute which is Malchut grips. Thus, upper and lower conjoin, meaning the statutes in Malchut are in the ordinances in Zer'anpin. And this is the rule of the Holy Name, since law and ordinance is the name of the Creator, and do them, he asks, since he already said walk and keep, why the do as well? He answers that one who performs the commandments of the Torah, mitzvot, and walks in his ways, it is as though he made him above. The Creator said, as if he made me, and they determined it. Hence, and do them as a law and ordinance, which are Zer'anpin and Malchut. We should understand what it means when he says, one who performs the mitzvot of the Torah and walks in his ways, it is as though he made him. We should also understand the difference between saying one who performs the mitzvot of the Torah and what he adds and walks in his ways. For it seems like they are two things. That is, it seems as though, although he observes the mitzvot of the Torah, if he does not walk in his ways, it is not said that he made the Creator. Thus, what is the meaning of and walks in his ways? We should also understand what is written. Similarly, Rabbi Shimon said, and David made him a name. But did David make it for him? He replies, rather, because David went in the ways of the Torah and kept the mitzvot of the Torah, it is as though he actually made a name there. For this reason it was said, and do them, that is, if you try to do them to correct the holy name as it should be, all the blessings above will be properly corrected in you. We should also ask, what does it mean that David made a name for the Creator? With respect to whom did he make the name? Does the Creator need someone to make for him a good name among the created beings, so that by the Creator having a good name, they will respect him? This would benefit the creatures, where one person can respect another person like him. But how can we say that the Creator needs to have a good name among the creatures? Also, we should understand, how is it that when a person walks in the ways of Torah and performs the commandments of the Torah, the Creator gets a good name? To understand all this, we must first present the whole matter of creation. meaning for what purpose did the Creator create creation? The answer is, it is known that His desire is to do good to His creations. It follows that the Creator received the name of a giver, who gives delight and pleasure to creation, where creation is called receiver, and the receiver must be deficient. Otherwise, it is impossible to receive. For this reason, the will to receive delight and pleasure is called lacking. There is no lack in the Creator, for the Creator is perfectly complete. Hence, creation is called existence from absence. After this lack, when something was created, which did not exist before He created it. And since there is no lack in the Creator, when a person feels lacking, he is already in disparity of form from the Creator. When he satisfies the lack, although he has some measure of equivalence, for now he is not deficient. But by being the receiver while the Creator is the giver, it follows that there is no equivalence of form. Since by this disparity of form, he becomes separated from the Creator. In order to correct this, meaning, when a person is called created being, who is deficient, in order to have equivalence, he must be in wholeness, meaning receive from the Creator abundance. When he receives from the Creator, he is once again in disparity of form. And then this correction called receiving in order to bestow is done. That is, although by nature he has a desire and yearning to receive from something that he can enjoy, he overcomes and does not want to receive the pleasure unless because he wants to bestow contentment upon his Maker. Any pleasures that he can say that the Creator enjoys, meaning by observing His thought and will, which is to do good to His creations, meaning that all the pleasures we can say that the Creator enjoys when we receive from Him, only in this manner do we receive. Hence, when a person achieves this degree, which is to bring contentment to his Maker, he can delight him by receiving from him delight and pleasure. Thus now we have equivalence of form from two sides. One, there is no longer a lack in the lower one, since he receives delight and pleasure from the Creator. Two, now he bestows like the Creator, that is, the fact that he receives pleasure now is not for his own benefit, but only for the sake of the Creator. But for his own sake, he is willing to relinquish any pleasure. It follows that now there are two things together, the correction of creation and the purpose of creation. This is called Zivug de Haka'a, whereby the Haka'a, the striking, a unification occurs. In spirituality, Haka'a, striking, means two conflicting things, where everything that one rejects, the other wants. In other words, the Creator wants the lower one to receive delight and pleasure meaning to bestow upon the lower one. And the lower one wants equivalence of form, meaning to bestow upon the upper one. It follows that they are in conflict. Yet, by this, they come to unification. In other words, each one takes the view of the other, meaning that the upper one wants the lower one to receive. The lower one receives only to the extent that he knows that everything that he receives is only because the upper one wants. It follows that now he receives like the upper one wants, and he gives as he wants, and there is no separation here. Rather, now both are the same view. By the creature having vessels of bestowal, he receives in them delight and pleasure. And then it is evident to all that the name of the Creator is the good who does good. Before the delight and pleasure were revealed, he was called Shekhinah in the dust, meaning that everyone suffers in the world because there are no kelim, no vessels, suitable to receive the delight and pleasure. Hence, the lower ones must believe that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, which is why the name of the Creator, the good who does good, is not revealed. But when the lower one receives the vessels of bestowal, the name of the Creator, the good who does good, can be revealed. But here comes the toughest question. How can a person receive these kelim? By nature, he is completely opposite. For a man is born only with vessels of reception, meaning that a person cannot do anything unless it yields benefit to himself. So how can he do something that is against nature, meaning to bestow and not receive anything for his own benefit? Our sages said about this, that the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. There are two things to note about observing Torah and mitzvot. One, the practicing of Torah and mitzvot. Two, the intention, meaning what he wants for observing Torah and mitzvot. The reward that one should ask of the Creator is to walk in his ways, meaning in the ways of the Creator. And what is the way of the Creator? We should say that his way is to bestow upon the creatures delight and pleasure. Also, all of one's concerns should be about bestowal upon the Creator that he will enjoy, and not to be concerned with his own benefit, but only with the benefit of the Creator, like the Creator, whose wish is to do good to his creations. Since man was born with a nature of receiving for himself, it is known that by the Creator wanting to delight his creatures, the receiver must have a desire and yearning for the matter. Otherwise, it is impossible to enjoy. Hence, the Creator created the creatures with a yearning to satisfy their lack. But how can the creatures walk in his ways so that the creatures will bestow like the Creator, which is called cling to his attributes? To correct this, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, meaning the will to receive only for oneself. I have created the Torah as a spice. That is, through the merit of the Torah, we will receive power to overcome the bad, and we will be able to work only in order to bestow pleasure upon the Creator. It therefore follows that it is not enough to observe Torah and mitzvot. Rather, one must also direct the aim. Why is he observing Torah and mitzvot? That is, what is the reward he wants the Creator to pay him for observing Torah and mitzvot? There are many intentions in this regard. It is written in the Zohar about it that some want, in return for observing Torah and mitzvot, reward in this world, and some want reward in the next world. But the main thing a person needs is to receive a reason to compel him to observe Torah and mitzvot, which is because he is great and ruling. That is, he engages in Torah and mitzvot because he has great pleasure in that he is serving a great king. This implies that the reason why a person observes Torah and mitzvot, it is in order for the Creator to give him the power to bestow, which he does not have by nature. The Torah and mitzvot are a sgula, are a remedy. To obtain this, as it is written, I have created the evil inclination. Thus, what is the advice so we can go against nature? The answer is that for this, we were given the Torah as a spice. That is, through the Torah we will obtain the power of bestowal. It follows that a person should aim, while engaging in Torah and mitzvot, for only one thing, to walk in his ways. That is, as the Creator's way is to bestow, likewise, in return for his work, man wants the Creator to give him this force. By this we should interpret what we asked about the words of the Zohar. One who performs the mitzvot of the Torah and walks in his ways. We asked, what does it add to us that it says walks in his ways? Since a person is already observing the commandments of the Torah. According to the above, it means that it is not enough to observe the Torah, the mitzvot of the Torah. He must also aim that he wants reward in return for observing the mitzvot of the Torah. And what type of reward does he want? To be able to walk in the way of the Creator, just as the way of the Creator is to bestow upon the creatures, so the creatures will enjoy. Likewise, man wants to have a desire and yearning to bestow contentment upon his Maker and to ask the Creator to reward him for his work. This should be as in corporeality, where a person works and looks during the work at when he will receive his salary. Likewise, in the work of the Creator, in observing Torah and mitzvot, one should look forward to the time when he receives the salary for his labor, meaning when he is rewarded with vessels of bestowal. According to the above, we can interpret what we asked about what the Zohar says about the verse, and David made him a name. It says that because David went in the ways of the Torah, it is as though he actually worked there. This is why it was said, and do them, to properly correct the holy name. We asked, does the Creator need to make for himself a name with the created beings? This is appropriate for a person. With respect to a person, you can say that he wants to have a good name, but not when it comes to the Creator with regard to the creatures. Can it be said that a person who walks into a hen house wants to have a good name among the roosters so they will respect him because of his importance? It is even more so with regard to the Creator and the creatures. What value do the creatures have compared to the Creator that we can say that the Creator wants to have a good name so they will respect him? Thus, what is the meaning of, and David made him a name by walking in the ways of the Torah? Meaning that man should make a good name for the Creator. But since the Creator wants to give delight and pleasure to the creatures, so they will enjoy, if the creatures enjoy the Creator giving them abundance, then the creatures give him a good name. Meaning, they say that the Creator is good and does good. This means that the name that the Creator will receive from the creatures, that he is good and does good, he does not need this name, so they will respect him by this. Rather, he wants them to feel this name. Meaning that this name is not for the Creator, since he needs the name, but rather for the created beings. That is, the Creator wants the created beings to perceive him in this way. In other words, it is a sign that they are enjoying their lives. And the evidence of this is that they are saying that the Creator is called the good who does good. Therefore, there is a difference between man and the rest of the created being. Man wants to have a name in order to be rewarded for it. His reward is one. The created beings respect him for doing good to others. Two, sometimes a person does good to others in return for a reward in the next world. But the name that the Creator wants to be given, the good who does good, is for the sake of the creatures. That is, when the creatures call him the good who does good, the creatures are enjoying him. Otherwise, they would not call him the good who does good. However, from the perspective of the correction of creation, in order for the creatures to have adhesion, when they receive the delight and pleasure, a person must receive everything in order to bestow. But since man is born by nature with a desire only to receive, we were given the Torah and mitzvot by which we can emerge from the control of the will to receive for ourselves and do everything in order to bestow. This is the meaning of what he says, because David walked in the ways of the Torah, meaning that through the Torah he corrected himself and was rewarded with vessels of bestowal. In these vessels, the abundance is poured from above, and a person is rewarded with the good who does good, meaning that then he attains the real name of the Creator, the good who does good, because he received the good by correcting himself through the ways of the Torah. This is the meaning of, and David made him a name, meaning that David was rewarded with attaining the name of the Creator, called the good who does good. However, concerning what it says, law is Malchut, ordinance is Zeranpin, that is the rule of the Holy Name, since law and ordinance is the name of the Creator. This is the meaning of, and do them. We should understand this, since he says that law is regarded as Malchut, and ordinance is regarded as Zeranpin. Therefore, they are two separate names. So how does he say that law and ordinance is the name of the Creator? They are two names. Zeranpin is called the Creator, and Malchut is called Shechina, divinity. Thus, what does it mean that he says law and order is the name of the Creator? It is known that there is no light without a kli, a vessel, that is, the purpose of creation, to do good to his creations, created in the creatures a desire to receive delight. This desire is called Malchut. As he writes in the study of the Ten Sefirot, she is called Malchut because from her extended a guidance of assertiveness and utter control, like the fear of the kingship. It follows that the abundance that the Creator wants to give to the created beings is called Malchut, and the Sefira Malchut is the kli, the vessel, that receives the light in each and every degree. Baal HaSulam said that in general, the light is called the Creator, and the kli that receives the light is called Malchut or Shechina. This kli is called Shechina, because the light dwells inside the kli. He said that this is the meaning of what the Zohar says, he is Shochen, dweller, she is Shechina, dwelling, meaning that they are one thing, light and kli. However, there is disparity of form between the light and the kli, between the giver and the receiver, and disparity of form is called separation. Since all the creatures extend from Malchut, and Malchut is called the assembly of Israel, which is the collection of all the souls, in order for Malchut to be able to receive abundance for the creatures, Malchut must be united so as to be in equivalence of form with the light. Because of this, we were given Torah and Mitzvot, by which we can achieve equivalence of form with the Creator. That is, all those who engage in Torah and Mitzvot and intend to thereby receive desire and yearning to do everything with the intention to bestow contentment upon the Maker, meaning that as the Creator bestows upon the creatures want to bestow upon the Creator. And by this, each one corrects the root of his soul, which is Malchut, to work in order to bestow, which is called unification, meaning uniting the light and the kli to be in equivalence of form. At that time, the abundance pours out to the creatures, namely the delight and pleasure. According to the above, we should interpret what we asked. Why does the Zohar say that law and ordinance is the name of the Creator? After all, they are two names, Zer Anpin and Malchut, which is law and ordinance. But as said above, Zer Anpin, who is called ordinance, is the light that is revealed. This is the abundance. Malchut is the receiver who should receive everything in order to bestow. This is called law, meaning that although man sees that he was born with a desire to receive for himself, and was born with mind and reason, and a person should weigh everything he wants to do with his reason, but here, in the work of the Creator, he is told that he should not look at what his mind tells him. Rather, he must accept this law above reason. Thus, although he was created by nature with a desire to receive, he should nonetheless believe in the words of our sages who said that man should cling to the attributes of the Creator, as it is written, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. It follows that by accepting the Torah and mitzvot as a law, although it is above reason, meaning that the body does not understand it through faith above reason, a person can achieve equivalence of form. That is, each person who engages in Torah and mitzvot with the aim to bestow, by doing so, he unites Zera Anpin, who is called ordinance, meaning the light and abundance, with Malchut, who is the kli that must receive the light, so its intention will also be to bestow like the light. This is called the unification of the Creator and His Shekhinah. At that time, the name One is made, meaning that the two names, Zer Anpin, called Ordinance, meaning Havaya, and his name, called Malchut, become one. According to this, we should interpret what is written. One who performs the mitzvot of the Torah and walks in his ways, it is as though he made him above. The Creator said, as if he made me, and they determined it. Hence, and do them as a law and ordinance, which are Zer Anpin and Malchut. This means that by performing the mitzvot of the Torah and walking in his ways, a person causes at the root of his soul that Malchut above will work in order to bestow like Zer Anpin. This is called unification. It follows that the meaning of and do them is the intention to make this unification of Zera Anpin and Malchut called law and ordinance. And that too is called the unification of the Creator and His Shekhinah. This is the work that the created being should do. It follows that the meaning is that since they are two names, the creatures must make the unification so it becomes one. When all creations achieve their wholeness, meaning when all are corrected at the root of their soul, the verse, on that day will the Lord, on that day will be, the Lord is one and his name one, will come true. This is the work of which it is written, and do them.
How's the impression?
So
what is law and what is ordinance? In the Creator. Is there anyone who wants to? Yes?
According to what he writes, it's Zeranpin and Malchut, and the light and the Kli, and the goal is through attracting the light to make them one.
Acceptable? Okay. Yes.
Also, in terms of the impression from the article, when you go sentence, sentence, word by word, it like it formats you, all these names and these words, it like it lands on you, gives you a form, same form of law and judgment in the emotion, in the thought, in the attitude.
All right. Yes, Olin.
It's written that, like in corporeality, when a person works in and he looks to see when he'll get the salary, similarly, in the working of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot, a person should be in expectation when he will receive the payment for his work, meaning that he will attain vessels of bestowal.
Yes.
So what's this precision here about when you expect to get a salary and when you don't expect anything? What's this, the focus here?
That our salary and the work in Torah and Mitzvot is what?
To be rewarded with vessels of bestowal.
Well, then that's what we need to expect. There is no other reward.
So, for this reward, is it preferable to ask constantly when?
If you're not aimed towards it, then you don't know whatsoever what you're receiving, what you're being given, what not.
Yes. On the other hand, it says that a person needs to decide that I'm willing to work now until the end of my life and not receive anything. So not receiving anything includes this payment in the quality of bestowal. Do I need to check my bank account? Am I getting more bestowal or not?
We must receive salaries, rewards. To work without reward? There's no such thing. Without an egoistic reward is something different. But one's great reward, according to his labor, is something that we have to attain. Yes.
When we talk about law and ordinance, what do we need to attain? A mutual intention, a mutual desire, or a mutual intention to be on everyone's desires? What is this law and ordinance in the ten, in our connection?
The law and ordinance and the connection between us is that we want to connect in order to attain vessels of bestowal within which we will receive the reward.
Aren't these the vessels of bestowal? Aren't they the reward?
No.
No, vessels of bestowal is still, we need to come to a state in which the light will fill us. And we will be as light.
By that we're already giving contentment to the Creator.
Yes.
I'll take the words for a second. He says, law is Malchut and ordinance is Zer Anpin.
Yes.
The law is the desire and the ordinance is the intention that rides on it. What are these terms in the ten?
Yes, we want to be connected with the intention and action.
So the mutual intention we're searching for to bestow upon the Creator together, that's clear. Now, what is it clothing on? What desire does it clothe on?
Our desire, which we receive only in order to bestow between us, in which we all want to be connected in order to bestow to one another.
I don't know why
suddenly the difference between intention and desire are not clear to me in this matter.
Desire is what I want to do. And the intention is what's before the desire. It begets the desire, arranges it, aims it.
That's me, that's clear. But what is the intention and desire in the ten?
In that we want to be connected by this, where each of us has intention and desire, and we want by this to be, let's say, in a circle.
To have the same intention, the same desire?
Yes.
Can't have.
Yes.
Rav, if
we want to reach equivalence of form with the Creator, who is the bestower, and we have the ten, we learn from the Father to bestow on who? On the ten, right?
Yes.
Now let's say two friends in the ten reached a state of attainment and they're in contact with the Creator. They're sitting in the lesson and they're studying. What happens between the two and the upper force? What is their interaction? According to the article, it turns out that in equivalence of form, you aim your attention to the Creator. He gives, you receives, and then the relation is with the Creator. What happens with the friends throughout this relationship interaction?
That's not yet in our forces.
Now, the small question. Let's say you're Rav, you learned from Rabash, three Kabbalists learning together. What happened in that mutual study of yours, Rabash?
That I don't know how to tell about that. When we get there, you'll reveal. You'll discover.
Ken.
שהוא כותב במאמר, יש פה כזו נקודה שהיא גבוהה, כמו דרכו.
When he writes in the article, he says, like in the ways of the Creator, which his ways are to bestow upon the created beings for them to enjoy. Similarly, a person wants the desire to bestow contentment upon his Maker, and he should ask the Creator to give him the reward towards his work, in return for his work. And when I heard this degree, that a person needs to have a desire to bestow contentment upon his Maker,
חשבתי חוץ מלשמוע את זה ולהקשיב לזה.
I thought that other than hearing and listening to it, what should the response on my behalf be? So what is the response when you hear what the Rabash writes? That it's not like sitting and listening to a story. What's the response? How do we participate in that?
Participate. Be in place of that matter that he's talking about.
להיכנס למצב הזה?
כן.
To enter that state?
Yes, that's what you're asking.
אני צריך להגיע לרצון,
לרצון. I need to reach a desire to want to be in it.
Yes.
That's the response that's expected from me?
Yes, to immerse yourself into that which they're talking about.
בסדר, כן.
אוקיי.
הרבש פה מביא ציטוט מתאס, נקראת מלכות.
Rabash quotes here from Tas that it's called Malchut, from which the governance is in complete control. It is found that the abundance the Creator wants to give the created beings is called Malchut. Why is this abundance called Malchut?
Because that's where the abundance is revealed.
Okay. ואחרי זה ממשיך, וספירת המלכות היא הכלי המקבל.
And then he continues, and the Sefirah of Malchut is the clear that receives light in every single degree. What's the difference between the Malchut that he mentioned about before to the Sefirah of the Malchut? He means two things which aren't exactly the same.
Malchut, שם הכללי.
Malchut is the general name.
Sfirat Malchut.
And the Sfira of Malchut is
שהיא עוטפת את כל הספירות שלפניה.
That which wraps all the previous Sfirot before her, receives from them.
מסדרת תגובת
עצמה. And arranges the response of bestowal from her upwards.
And
the general malchut that he mentions here in complete confidence and attack.
That's the matter itself of the malchut, the desire to receive, the raw desire to receive.
This malchut, that's the upper malchut that the creator, that the created being feels he wants to connect to the creator when he wants to rise above, so he experiences the upper governance with a complete attack.
No, our root is malchut. If he wants to emerge out of malchut, then we're drawn to Zeranpin.
באיזה מצב האדם מרגיש את ההנהגה?
In what state does a person feel the governance in complete domination, complete dominance?
and he wants to receive certain qualities, bestowals from above, it needs to be in equivalence of form with the degrees above her.
Tada.
Ken.
רב, להרחיב את השאלה של דוד, יש...
To elaborate on David's question, there are created beings and there are malchut. What's the difference between them?
Malchut זה...
Malchut
אוסף של כל הנבראים.
Is a collection of all the created beings, or all the creatures. We'll put it that way.
והאם מלכות היא כוללת את ה...
And does malchut include... The still vegetative and animate, do they also need to be unified for the sake of the Creator?
That's a different calculation.
And how can a person deepen the feeling that he includes all of creation?
How can a person include all of creation in him?
To provide, to include this feeling that he includes all of creation.
Just words?
I'm asking about that, so that it won't be just words. It's what David asked about, the Sefira of Malchut. The Malchut is something that's inclusive, that encompasses all of the Sefirot, everything in it.
We need to try and connect with the ten. And make calculations on the ten, on the extent in which I can be connected to them, incorporated in them, to receive them in me, in my heart, and thus, a person gradually comes closer to a state where he feels what Malchut is, as it includes within it all of the creatures.
Last question about this. When a person aims outside of himself for the sake of the others, what should he think of? What is it for the sake of the others, and should it all be for the sake of the Creator?
Yes, but we need to understand that it's the same thing. It's the same thing. For the benefit of the Creator or for the benefit of others. If we differentiate between this and that, then it's a sign that we're not aimed correctly.
What does it mean for the well-being of the others? My first thought should be for the well-being of others.
To perform all the actions that bring all the created beings closer to correction.
Thank you.
Ken.
תודה רבה רב. רב הוא אומר לנו זיווג דהקה שעל ידי הקה אחר כך מגיעים.
He says that coupling and striking is that through the striking you reach unification. And what I'd like to scrutinize when we in the ten, when we have it between the friends, and there's between the ten and the Creator. Can you explain the difference of the action between this and that?
Between what and what?
There is zivug of akah, the striking of coupling, and that brings unification. So there are the strikings between the friends. And there's the striking of the ten when it turns to the Creator.
Yes.
So is it the same process? Is it different to an extent?
Different.
So with relation to the ten towards the Creator, can you give the line of thought?
As the ten nullifies itself before the Creator. That's it.
Again.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Question from Asia. Is the reward to be in work in order for the intention to change?
Again?
Is the reward at this point in order for the intention to change? Meaning, that's our actions. The request is for the intention to change.
What intention?
The intention from receiving to bestowing. Is that the reward? To ask the changing of the intention?
Well, of course, that can be a great reward. Yes.
Women Darom are asking, is the reward that I need to receive a greater deficiency?
Again.
Is the reward that I need to receive, is it a greater deficiency?
Could be. Could be.
PT23 are asking, what does it mean that the correction of creation and the purpose of creation are considered coupling, striking and coupling?
The correction of creation and the purpose of creation is not the same thing.
No, it's not. It's coupling of striking. It says that they're both opposite from one another. What is coupling and striking?
That in the striking and for coupling, they both come to unification.
No.
This one.
It's written, what is the advice that we can go against nature? The answer is that for this we were given the Torah as a spice, meaning that through the Torah we will attain the forces of bestowal.
Yes.
How do we take the ten, these efforts for a connection in the ten, and place them in a pot and say to the Creator, add your spices of bestowal and love? What does it mean to be ready to absorb these spices?
That we want to come to the same goal that the Creator created before us, and we are willing to be connected between us and to receive from Him the spice. And even if the spice is not so pleasant, yes, spices altogether are not pleasant, but if you add them in order for altogether the summary of our connection between us, it will reach tasty flavor. For then, gradually in our work, it's revealed that the giving of the Creator comes to us from vessels of pleasure.
Ken.
I wanted to ask regarding the law. He says that Malchut always receives, but that she needs to receive in order to bestow.
Yes.
And that's why there is the law of above reason and not to believe that she receives. What does it mean to receive the above reason in a law?
To receive above reason means that I'm willing to receive only under the condition that I will have the forces, the vessels to bestow a restriction, a screen, a reflected light by which I go to receive. And then my reception will be in order to bestow.
But where does a person bring above reason if Malchut is entirely to receive?
That is what he asks for. He wants to have the force to restrict himself, yes? To erect a screen towards the upper one, and for him to be able to connect to the upper one through the screen and to bestow to him, to feel that he's connecting and bestowing.
So where does above reason start? From a person's side, what is the start of above reason?
The beginning of above reason begins with the request that the creature wants to reach an action of bestowal. even though he has no beginnings to this.
Is there a desire for that, or is the request also without a need?
You could say that the request is without a true need.
Clear? So I wanted to ask, until this tzimtzum, this restriction doesn't happen to a person that he's been given, he's has a masach placed on him, a screen, so again it begins above reason.
Yes. So there are no proper conditions yet.
So the work of connection that we're constantly doing, how does that advance a person towards the tzimtzum and the masach, the restriction and the screen? What does it bring him to do?
The act of connection?
Yeah, how does it advance him?
The act of connection guides all our forces, our intentions towards the Creator, and this is how we advance.
But I see that in the work, I don't have like a need to have a tzimtzum and a restriction on the screen, and I understand that I must have it, otherwise you don't even enter the work.
Yes.
So where can one get a need, get a desire, a need, so that these actions will work on you?
Well, I think that this is something you need to understand, that you're missing this.
But
this is something you lack, the restriction and the screen.
Clear. So it's not enough that I want to connect, but I need to actually be precise in why I want to do it.
Upon which conditions I want to connect, that's more.
It says,
what will he need to be able to go in the path of the Creator? What is the path of the Creator?
Bestowal.
What does it mean to walk in the path of the Creator?
To constantly grow in bestowal. Okay.
כתוב שאנחנו צריכים להגיע לדרך השם, אז
it says that we need to reach this path of the Creator.
מוכנים לתת כל שכר בעולם הזה.
We need to cancel all the reward in this world and in the next. So what does it mean?
That I don't see any results from there, from my actions, with which I turn to the Creator.
So that is the correct reward?
Yes.
A few minutes ago we said that I do need to demand results from my actions to receive vessels of bestowal, that I need to receive it as a salary and check that I received it. Now I heard that I don't need.
According to what he asks, that's how I answered.
I don't care about the question. What do I need to do? Do I need to demand a reward in bestowal or not reward? Is it permitted or not permitted to demand it?
Vessels of bestowal, I need to demand.
And I need to check, did I receive it or not receive it?
Demand, receive.
The reward that a person demands, what determines the reward that he'll want? You can't work without reward, you must have something. So what determines the reward that a person wants?
What determines? It's the root of his soul.
It's something that can change. Because we do want to reach working without a reward, of having vessels of bestowal.
Without a reward is also a reward.
Right, but we do want to reach that. The question is, do we have some control over the reward that we want?
No. It's all in the hands of the Creator.
So
again, we're going to this circle that if we don't make these changes towards the bestowal,
we are all in the hands of the Creator.
Yes,
we are all in the hands of the Creator. And we can only ask.
In what can we, how can we demand more changes in us in towards the purpose of creation?
Try to aim yourself all the time as being with your face to the Creator and to constantly be asking of Him. And then that which you ask, from what you ask, sort and make some sorting.
Why is the Ranpin the Creator called ordinance or judge the same?
There's law and there's ordinance. Or
so why isn't the Ranpin? Why is the Ranpin the ordinance?
Because in bestowal to him, we change his behavior.
אנחנו חוק אנחנו משפיעים על הבורא משנים את היחס שלו אלינו.
Where a law we influence the Creator, we change His attitude towards us.
Yes.
How do we do it?
Through our appeal to Him, towards our prayer, by our prayer. Soon. For the time being, these are questions mostly without answers. I understand you, but there's nothing we can do. We need to be accustomed to all these definitions.
Ken.
These concepts.
No.
I want to understand a little more. This matter of Malchut, which is the governance of complete dominance, and we need to connect to that the ordinance, which is Zeranpin. So it turns out that there's law, there's ordinance, and the result is the judgment, the dinim. So it's not really clear what the article wants to teach us by connecting Malchut and Zeranpin. What do we receive from that in terms of the result in our sensation?
When we connect the law and ordinance, what do? That's already a whole thing.
אני לא רואה פה מילה במה שכתוב כאן, למשל, על בינה, שזה...
I don't see a single word here about bina, which is chesed.
דינים.
It's only דינים.
אפשר לעשות איזשהו סדר, מה המאמר מנסה לבנות בנו, איזה יחס, איזה כלים אנחנו
צריכים. So the article is trying to build in us a certain attitude of what vessels we need in order to take this law and ordinance and to join them together. What do we get from that?
האם מקבלים מזה עלייה לבינה? או מה זה נותן?
Do we receive an ascent to bina? What does it give?
זה שאנחנו מחברים
זרנפין. In us connecting Zeranpin and Malchut, it's enough for us to attain bina.
כלומר, אם אנחנו מחברים את ההבחנות האלה בינינו,
so if we connect these discernments between us, it gives room for bina to spread below and then to receive the chesed, the mercy of the Creator.
תודה רבה.
Yes.
Thank you.
כן, אורן.
שמעתי קודם שאדם צריך לעשות.
I heard before that a person needs to turn himself into that same material matter upon which the words of the Rabash will clothe and work in this substance, in this matter. And also yesterday in the afternoon lesson I heard that you engage in it day and night, that a person needs to be constantly delved into the text of the Kabbalist. My question is, how can we turn ourselves into the same material upon which the words of the Rav, the words of Rabash, can work and form this quality of bestowal?
Only by connection. Only by connection and words, discussions between us, in which we can this way come closer through our external words to the inner intentions.
How can we, as students, open ourselves up to receive bestowal from the Creator so that it will imprint in us the upper form?
We need to connect together. Connect together. And then we will feel what's wandering between us.
Ken.
Yes.
Yesterday we invested in the 10 throughout the day, focusing on the question, what does it mean to actually connect? We tried to understand between us, what does it mean? We also had a meeting and we spoke about it and we had workshops on this and we read material. And at the end of the process, we saw that some of the friends know the end, meaning if we connect, then A, B, C, D will happen. But what we really weren't able, or at least I feel this, that we weren't able to find stages, how to reach true connection. Meaning what's constantly, it's annoying that you're walking around your tail like a little doggy.
Because the point of connection is the most difficult point. It's disconnecting from oneself and connecting to a friend. That's an action that is above reason, above nature. And all the rest of the actions are to strengthen the initial action.
To this first action, which is difficult, we see that it's hard for us. Are there stages to it? What does it mean, stages? Like things that a person or the 10 can check themselves. We've reached the stage 1 on the path to connection. Fine, we have 40 more stages, but now we did one. Then we'll do another one, and then another one, until we'll reach this connection that we speak of. Are there such things? The wisdom of Kabbalah is so precise, and it gives stages. Tas is like physics, and when we speak of this connection, a disconnection, connect. 20, 30 times a lesson, if not more, connect.
No. It appears that way to you because you need to do this within you.
It's
also clear, I'm not searching for something external to happen, but I am searching for an algorithm. All of the wisdom of Kabbalah is an algorithm. Give me an algorithm that says do this and that, you'll advance one step internally. Or maybe you won't. You can examine yourself. You can check yourself all the time.
Yes.
Is there such a thing?
There is.
Where?
Above reason.
Right, but above reason, which is clear that you need to reach it, but it's like 0-1, above reason. Today I'm in reason, tomorrow I'm above reason. There aren't stages here. What are stages along the path? How do I come today from being stuck in my own reason and seeing that I'm trapped in my own reason to being above reason? There are likely stages here. What are these stages?
Stages of connection with the 10,
which are what?
That you're accepting upon yourself more and more of the laws of the 10, and you're inverting them to becoming your laws.
What does that mean? The laws of the 10 become my laws?
That which the friends decide that this is how we need to function in a 10, you need to accept this heart and soul, and you try to constantly clothe in them in these laws and to continue this way.
Meaning,
there's a 10. The 10 decided something, doesn't matter even what.
Yes.
And my measurement to see that I'm on the way is to what extent I'm following what the friends have decided on, whether or not I agree or not, or if it fits into my mind or not.
If it doesn't suit you, it's even better. More rewarding.
And this is an action that can be done, what you said.
And
how can I measure advancement in it? The more resistance that I have, because that's what happens, the more the time passes. It's like, on the one hand, you do more, but the inner resistance to doing also rises. Is that my measurement, or is it the opposite? To the extent that I want to initiate, that I want to.
You need to pray that that which you received from the society right now will be your new quality.
What
I received from the group will be my new quality?
Yes.
And what I received from the group are things or a series of actions that I need to do?
Yes.
How does a set of actions become my quality? Actions are actions that I do. I was told to come to the lesson, I come. I told to come to the preparation, I come to preparation. Three Zooms a day, we do three, whatever. It doesn't matter, actions we do. There's tons of actions.
Habit becomes second nature.
My measurement to see that I advance is what? That suddenly I feel like doing these actions, or the opposite, that I don't feel like doing these actions, but I still do them. The question is not to do or not to do them. The question is, what is my measurement to see that I advanced? If I really want to sit with the friends and have a meal with them, or if I really don't feel like doing it, but I do it anyway, how do I measure it?
Yes and no. There are stages here.
Stages.
What are the stages?
You accept it and agree to it, and afterwards, suddenly you don't. And it's not because of anything. It just arises from within you, some level of resistance. Of youth, coarseness. And this is how we advance.
And what will be the point of that breaking point? Because in the end, like you said, we have to reach above reason in the end.
We'll talk about it later.
Thank you.
It'll only spoil right now. Yes.
My Leon Shela Syria.
What is the upper one of the 10?
The upper one of the 10 is the Creator.
Directly? Meaning the 10 has a direct connection to the Creator? Because yesterday we learned in tests that there are degrees and degrees that everything has to be connected to an upper one. So,
but every upper one on the ladder of degrees is the Creator with respect to the lower degree, to its lower degree.
So I'll ask in a different way. The 10 within itself, with its decision, it has a direct connection to the Creator, or does it go through the general society that the 10 is in, the Rav, and how does it work?
I don't understand.
When a 10 gets a decision in themselves, in that decision, the moment they take the decision together, is it directly connected to the Creator? Or in the 10's decisions, they have to be connected to the general society they're in and to be connected to love?
There are all kinds. I can't tell you because otherwise you will think that you're already connected to the Creator through connection in the Ten. And then what can we do? What should we do? And what should the Creator do with us? Here we could build all kinds of structures.
בסדר, כן.
אוקיי, יס.
Women PT 10 שואלים, הגענו לשיעור...
Women PT 10 are asking, we came to the 10 with a deficiency that the Creator awakened in us because He wants to give us a filling for this deficiency. How to clothe an intention upon everything He is giving us now through the Rav and the friends.
תדברו ביניכם.
Speak among yourselves and do it. Decide. There is no better decision than what you decide together in the ten.
Gilad.
Gilad.
I think
there's a question up in the air. How does a mutual tendency that it feels that the tens already have it, tendency to do everything to reach the quality of bestowal, how does a tendency become a mutual intention?
We have to speak more and aim more and connect ourselves more and demand that the Creator will organize it, arrange it.
So maybe we have to scrutinize what this mutual intention that is born in the ten is.
The intention to connect.
There's a tendency to connect. What makes a tendency an intention? A screen to say that it exists and we can count on it.
I don't think that right now you will find some discernment that you can rely on right now.
So what should we do that's what's going to trouble us? That the tendency won't be enough for us, that we want a result from it.
No, the result cannot be more than what you can attain now. Otherwise, it's otherwise, it will not play out well.
Yeah, it's clear that it has to come in stages, but our purpose is to raise the demand, to ask for more, not to rely on what we have, right? We need to have a mutual demand, a greater demand.
Talk about it. That each one in the ten should express what he thinks they should do next. Okay. Yeah, Oren, you wanted to...
How can we bring the light that corrects into our efforts to come closer to one another, that the light will clothe in them, lift us, refine us?
We have to pray and imagine to ourselves that we, in the connection between us, come to those qualities that the light can clothe in us.
Dudi. I heard that the point of connection is the most difficult point.
Yes.
To disconnect from yourself and connect to the friend.
Yes.
How do you start when it's difficult?
We start from afar. This is why we are in this world, on planet Earth, with all of our engagements and all of our relationships, in order to have more possibilities to be connected with one another, to begin the connection. Why is this whole theater?
Okay, so how does this even corporeal connection become something spiritual? It's also something external.
To the extent that you sanctify the corporeal connection, to the extent that you want to see in it, through it, the spiritual connection between the friends and between the friends and the Creator.
So how to sanctify this corporeal connection and make it spiritual?
When you see in all of the activities, spiritual activities, you want to see them. If you don't see them, you want to see spiritual nearing, spiritual actions.
So that brings me to that point of difficulty. That's the hard part, to make this moment holy.
But you have the friends.
Still.
You have 10 friends. What even still?
But every moment to make it holy.
You don't need innovation so much. You just need to direct ourselves and be in it for some time.
I'm asking, what'll make me, I don't know, every so often to make a moment sanctified, but to be in it every moment now, in this action, to sanctify it.
When you, through the environment, grasp the direction, and when you grasp the direction, you continue it all the time. You keep going in it, and you want to relate all the friends to it.
Before an action of connection, sometimes it feels very heavy that you just give up on it. You just, not give up, but you just keep going, you flow. But you don't have to deal with this weight.
But you have the friends. Take them along with you.
What is this addition of you have the friends?
If an action is difficult, take the friends. It's on purpose that you feel this way.
What does it mean to take the friends?
Into that action, try to add friends.
To my inner action, to add the friends?
What does it mean internal?
My attitude, my relation.
Even so.
Another question. You answered. Talk about it in the 10. You answered a few times. Talk about it. Discuss it.
Yes.
What's that force of talking together in the 10?
It's agreement on what we do. What is our next step to take?
Thank you.
Ken.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you, dear love. The Rabash in the social writings, he organizes it. He says how everyone is special and we've gathered here to follow the path of Baal HaSulam. That's what he says. Then he says what yes and what no. For example, to talk in the praise of the friend, look for his virtues and not his deficiencies, and then the shame is born on that degree. Then we also have a common prayer, then we have our schedule, our time frame. In society, with new infrastructures, we always build in what guards that is the alvut and the judgments that we determine. Then there's that middle point of connection where we have to put our love into and start mixing it and feel the pain and the desire that we want to move away, but we have to stand guard and demand the forces to keep mixing. This example of the mixing, my teacher in the point of the heart gave me that example. So it feels that that's what's going to help. Add love and mix. On the other hand, to demand it, that then the truth will appear. That's it. I wanted to share it because he gave us like an order.
Okay. We heard. Who is this teacher in his campus, in his lessons?
Me?
Arya Kadosh.
Who?
He was speaking about adding love and mixing.
Arya Kadosh, the holy Arya, the holy lion. That's the translation of his name.
I have two teachers, Aleph, Asaf, and Arya.
Explain to me.
Here's a friend. His name is Aryeh, and his last name is Kadosh. Aryeh Kadosh.
He's among us. He's one of us.
Yeah, our friend from Netanya. He's a veteran teacher in our campus. He and another friend are his teachers in the Point of the Heart.
Well, I envy you. Okay. Okay, what are we doing next, Owen?
Inner observation, the study of the Ten Sefirot.
Please.
We'll sing a song first.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere, in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo, ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il regalo più bello che ho. Leman achai verai, leman achai verai, leman achai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach. Leman achai verai, leman achai verai, leman achai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te. Leman achai verai, leman achai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach. Leman achai verai, leman achai verai, leman achai achai verai, Adam rana shalom bach. Stagione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, le malachai achai verai, adabra la shalom ba. Le malachai verai, Adam rana shalom bach, leman achai verai.